USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden making his first appearance to the U.S. southern border since taking office. At his first stop after landing in Texas, the president met with Border Patrol officials and received a briefing at the Bridge of America's port of entry. He's expected to spend several hours on the ground before heading to Mexico City. Two adults, three children are dead after an apparent murder-suicide in High Point, North Carolina. Neighbors, including this woman, were left in shock.
This neighborhood is pretty quiet for the most part. Kids are outside playing. Everybody's getting along. Really wouldn't expect to hear anything of this magnitude in this neighborhood. So it's very sad and unfortunate for the families.
Police are raising the reward for information about a man suspected of planting two bombs near the Capitol a day before January 6, 2021. Authorities are now offering $500,000 for any information leading to the man's arrest. The man was seen on camera wearing a sweatshirt, a pair of Air Max Speed Turf shoes with a yellow Nike logo, a backpack and gloves. The suspect placed the bombs outside the Democratic National Committee and Republican National Committee. Suppliers may be the cause of a large company filing for bankruptcy.
After an SEC filing revealing doubt about the home goods company's future, Bed Bath & Beyond says it is considering filing for bankruptcy, which could put them out of business. Bloomberg's John Edwards says the chain suppliers are hesitant.
Suppliers have been holding off on giving them product because they're concerned that they're not going to be around forever. They're not going to get paid.
The company announced plans last year to close 150 stores and cut 20% of corporate jobs. It expects a decline in sales of over $600 million from the final quarter of 2021 to last year. Bed Bath & Beyond is considered among the Fortune 500, but for how much longer?
That is Jeremy Scott reporting. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. And it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is activating the National Guard to help law enforcement with what he sees as an overwhelming number of migrants arriving in the Florida Keys. An executive order was issued by DeSantis calling on the state to deploy planes and helicopters to help Florida Fish and Wildlife Marine Patrol with water interdictions and ensure the safety of those trying to get to the state through the Florida Straits. More than 8,000 migrants have been stopped in Florida's waters since August. The Coast Guard confirms an oil sheen has been spotted off the coast of Santa Barbara, California. It's said to be between a mile and a half and 2 miles in size. It was first spotted on Friday, about 5 nautical miles off Summerlin Beach. Officials say the cause of the sheen remains unknown. The actor best known for portraying Nicholas Bradford on the TV series 8 is Enough has died. TMZ reports Adam Rich passed away at his Los Angeles area home. He was 54 years old. The cause of death is not known. However, the LAPD says no foul play is expected. Rich was born in Brooklyn but grew up in Granada Hills. He was featured on the series that ran on ABC from 1977 to 1981. The show is centered on a family of eight children whose father was a newspaper columnist played by Dick Van Patten. Adam Rich, dead at the age of 54. Dave Collins, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.